Okay, we'll discuss Hilchos Netilas Yadayim and hopefully wrap up some of the aspects of Hilchos Netilas Yadayim. We'll talk about the bracha. And we all know that the Gemara tells in a lot of different places, Gemara Maseches Megillah, Maseches Brachos, that when it comes to making brachos, we always make a brachos over La'asiyasin. Over La'asiyasin means that right before we do the mitzvah, immediately before we do the mitzvah, we go ahead and make the bracha. Not a minute before, not 30 seconds before, and certainly not afterwards, right before we make the bracha, kol brachos nemros over la'asiyasin, right before the mitzvah. The reason for that is a number of different possibilities. One possibility is just like you have sometimes the chassidim will say, harei nemuchim rezuma, to set your mind properly to do the mitzvah at hand. So what is, the bracha does that inherently. The bracha is there to set your focus, to go ahead and help us have a focus, and therefore the bracha has to be before the mitzvah. Another possibility that is cited by the Mefarshim on the Tosefta in Maseches Brachos is that just like before we eat bread, we need a matir. You're not allowed to eat food without a matir, and the bracha is a matir. It allows us, it lifts the Yisr Gezel. So too, when it comes to mitzvahs, you have to go ahead. Who says you can just walk in and do a mitzvah? Who says you can just engage Hashem? You need a matir, and the bracha is the matir to do the mitzvah. In any event, the brachas always have to be made before the mitzvah. That's the general rule. We have a few exceptions. One of the common exceptions that you have is Hadlakas Neros Shabbos. A woman, when she lights Neros Shabbos, she first lights the candle, then she goes ahead and makes the bracha. The reason for that is because the bracha really inaugurates Shabbos. Lahadlik Neros Shabbos. Once she's inaugurated Shabbos, she can no longer light candles, and therefore first the lighting and then the bracha. The classic case of the Gemara Maseches Pesachim Daf Zayin, where the Gemara tells us that when a ger is tovel, he wants to tovel l'shem gerus, a Gentile's tovel l'shem gerus, so he has to make the bracha afterwards. Why does he have to make the bracha afterwards? Because he can't make the bracha asher kiddushanu beforehand. He's not yet a Jew. He needs the tefillah, then the bracha. So as an expansion of that, we find the same halacha when it comes to Netilas Yadayim. Netilas Yadayim, the Rambam writes, and the Rambam always writes, bracha, then mitzvah, even by Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos, even by Netilas Yadayim. However, what's brought down the halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Ramah, is that's not our practice. We first wash, and then we make the bracha. The reason for that is, similar to Geirus a little bit, similar to Tevila, is that our hands are dirty. We're washing to create tahara, to clean the hands from both physical dirt and from a sense of tumah. To make the bracha specifically when our hands are tameh would seem to be inappropriate. So we go ahead and wash, then we go ahead and make the bracha. The Rambam does point out, however, that there is an element over la'asiyasin, because part of the mitzvah is eliminating, removing the tameh water from our hands. So the drying is part of the mitzvah. And therefore the proper practice when it comes to washing hands is you wash your hands two times on each hand with a revius of water, then you kind of pause, make the bracha, and then you should dry your hands. In that sense, you have an overla asiyasa. So I'm also the same exact thing when it comes to Hadlakas Neiros Shabbos. A woman, when she goes ahead and lights the candles, she will light the candles for Shabbos. She will not get hanar from the candles. She'll close her eyes, make the bracha, and then get hanar from the candles, because part of the mitzvah is getting the hanar. So the bracha precedes the hana. Here too, the bracha precedes the niguv, the drawing, and in that sense, there is an over la'asiyas, and you're really making the bracha before the completion of the mitzvah. What is very, very important to point out, and people make this mistake a lot, is what would be the halach, what would you say, if I'm about to shake a lulav, I make the bracha, engage in some conversation, and then shake the lulav. Good or no good? No good. When it comes to the Netilas Yadayim, again, there has to be a juxtaposition in any event between the mitzvah and the bracha, whether you're making the bracha after or before. You cannot have a hefsek between the bracha and the mitzvah. And therefore, once you start the process of washing your hands, you know, we're accustomed, oh, once I make the bracha, I can't talk. But once you start the process of washing hands, you fill up the cup and you're about to wash your hands, at that point you're engaged in mitzvah. The bracha has to be juxtaposed to the mitzvah, and therefore, while you're washing, you cannot speak. You wash, you make the bracha, you dry, and during that process, you're not allowed to talk. That would qualify as a hefsek, and one should not talk during that time. And that is how the bracha works. What about talking after you've washed? You have not yet had hamotzi. You talk, you know, you washed, you made your bracha, you dry your hands, and now you're waiting for the balabayas to come. There's a bit of a pause. Are you allowed to talk between Netilas Yadayim and the Birchas HaMotzi. So the Shulchan, as we always learned in when I was in Gan, they always taught us, you're not allowed to talk, you can't talk. And if you talk, you got to wash again. That's what I always remember from Gan. That's what my Ganena taught me. I'm not sure that's 100% correct. I mean, logically, it's a little difficult to say like that. Why? Because the bracha is Netilas Yadayim. You're making the bracha is on the mitzvah of Netilas Yadayim. Once you wash your hands and you have Taharas Yadayim, so now you finish that mitzvah. Now there's a new mitzvah to make a bracha on Birchas HaMotzi. Sure, there's a relationship, but it's a new mitzvah. And this is a big machlokas harishon. The Ganena didn't teach me the machlokas harishon. The machlokas Rambam and Rush. But it's quoted 2 days in Shulchan Aruch. Yesh omrim, there are those who say, she'ein sarach lizaher mila hafsik bein etila hamotzi. You don't have to worry about a hafsik, because after all, it's a separate mitzvah. It's a mitzvah in Tzias Yadayim. You finish that. Now you want to sit down to eat bread. Sure, you should juxtapose ideally, but if you need to talk, you're allowed to. You don't have to worry about it. V'yesh omrim, there are those who say, should tzarech lizaher. No, you should not have any hefsek. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins v'tov lizaher. It is proper to take the machmir position and not break in between netilas yadayim and the achilas pas and the hamotzi, not to engage in conversation, etc. Try and juxtapose, but v'tov lizaher. It's proper to be careful. So sure, lechatchila one should, but let's say for some reason somehow you blurted something out. You shouldn't, but you blurted something out. Do you have to go ahead and rewash again? As long as there's no hesech hadas, you've not kind of lost your focus of what you're doing. You said something, but it's not you didn't create a hesech hadas. Pashup shai, you would not have to wash again. You would not have to make new brachos, and that is what we generally assume lehalacha lefianias daiti, despite what Mora Ora taught me as a ganet in Gan. Last point, what is the halacha if you have no water? You have no water. Can you eat the bread without washing? So what's called having no water? This is discussed in Siman Kuf Sama Gimel. What's the halacha of having no water? So it means, let's say there's no water here, but there's water, half a minute away. Is that called having no water? So the Shulchan Aruch says, if you're traveling and there's no water, if it's on your way, you have to travel 4 mil, which is like a good hour's travel, and it's going to be within an hour walking 4 mil, you'll have water, then you have to wait. If you have to go backwards, 1 mil. In other words, what it means is, basically, if you have access to water, it's not right here, but you can wait a couple of minutes, you'll be at a bathroom stop, you're on a teal. You want to eat your sandwich on the bus. But in a couple of minutes, in a little while, there'll be a bathroom stop, then one should certainly not eat the bread without Netilas Yadayim. You should wait. If it's accessible, it will be accessible. One certainly should wait, especially in light of the things we said earlier. If there's a situation where there's mamish, no water, and you're not going to have water, and you have to eat, you're on a hike, and there's no water, you finish your water bottle, and you have to eat, so then the practice is to not touch the bread. Your hands, your fingers should not touch the bread. In that case, you would be allowed to in that context. But again, the classic case with modern plumbing, with our access to water, etc., is that halacha would not be invoked except in rare situations when there really, really, really is no access to water. Have an excellent day.